We're doing the Sfat Tamim, and we had left off with a very interesting thought. The Chafetz Chaim had said, "Kimat barur, it's almost certain, she'asheker she'mshakim hu shelo letzorech, that when people lie, it is really unnecessary." Very often it's the easy route, and I gave an example. I'm not sure the example was clear, but the Chafetz Chaim will give an example. Shim yirtzei ya'achol lomar, in the example he gave earlier, the guy is trying to sell an item, and so he lies and says, "I'm telling you, I paid this much for it." He could have just said, "Bechach bechach efetzeh lo ochal liten befachot." He could just say, "This is the price of the item. I can't give it for less." V'dayon, that would have sufficed. You don't have to start saying, "I got it for my price is." Believe me, I'm not making a profit here. No, you could just say something which is true. This is the price I can give it for. I can't give it for less. Ma yiten lecha uma yosif lach lashon remiya. And what does the deceitful tongue really add? What does it give you? And even if you think, no, by lying I will make a tremendous profit. Midevar sheker yirchak. A person should distance himself from the lie. She yotel mimashu marveach umafsid lefi ha'emet. Because in truth, he loses more than he gains. Ve'abotech b'Hashem v'noseh v'noten be'emunah. And when a person has confidence in Hashem and does his business in good faith, chesed Hashem yisovevenu. So then God's kindness surrounds him. Uvirkat Hashem hita ashrenu. And God's blessing, that's what will make him wealthy. Uvivadai shlo yachsar lachmon, undoubtedly, he'll never go hungry. V'yum zonotav be'etir, v'nachat v'chavod. And his sustenance, his parnasa, his livelihood will be money that was made in a permissive fashion, in a calm fashion, in an honorable fashion. And these are things that people don't think about when they cheat on their taxes, and they cut corners. At the end of the day, what type of person is he? What type of life is he leading? How did he make that money? There's a story. This story happened many times. It's a story that repeats itself among educators, so then they apply it. A teacher had some money stolen from the drawer. So the teacher gets up and tells the students, "I want you to know something. Money was taken from this drawer dishonestly. And someone has that money in their pocket. And whoever has that money in their pocket, well, that person unfortunately is going to know that they have money that was taken illegitimately. And when they go home today, they will know, I took money that I had no right to. And when they wake up in the morning, they will know, I have money that I have no right to have. And the rest of their lives, they will know, I took money that I had no right to take. Part of my accounts is money that is really not mine. And they're never going to be able to come clean of that until they put the money back in this drawer." So I'm making short of a 15-minute speech. But you understand the idea. And even though one might say, "Oh, it's all about the guilt trip." No, there's truth to that. And when a person knows, I have nothing to worry about, it's a great feeling.
Is the money in return?
What?
The money
in
return?
Well, I told you this story happened many times. Obviously, in the scenario where one educator tells another, the money was returned, of course it works. Those are the stories you tell over. Whether it ever happened or not, I don't know. Well, I know it happened because I've seen educators copy it. The originator of the story, obviously they claim that it worked, but who knows who the originator is. When a person is dishonest, so from a spiritual perspective, he's going to pay a price, but even from a practical perspective, yeah.
Well, so some of us are born with that guilt or that feeling of what right and wrong is, whether or not we've learned it in a...
I want
No, well, I'm just saying the guilt. You're looking over your shoulder, yeah.
But I've met plenty of people that don't come with that package. And so you can tell them to their face, like, oh, you stole something, and you're going to feel it, and you're going to... And they don't feel anything. As a matter of fact, when they cheat on their taxes, they look at it more like a victory, not as something that's going to haunt them or be on their shoulders and burdening them, where some of us don't feel comfortable. It's just instinctive. So, I mean, it's a little bit confusing, the concept that I don't know if it was something I was taught or something I was born with. I feel like it was something I was born with.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess just saying, like, what do you, is there an argument to that? That, like, some people just aren't going to hear what you're saying right now and be like, eh, whatever. Oh, so I took the money, it's in my pocket, and, you know, so what? You didn't find your keepers, and you were too dumb to leave money in your drawer, and all these excuses. Well, they don't hear it. They're like a proud victory.
I think that's a separate topic. If you want, after we finish this, we can discuss that. Okay? V'zeu kavanat ha-katuv, and this is what the verse means when it says, Me'a'ish ha-chafetz chayim, who is the man who desires life? Perush, meaning ba'olam haba, in the world to come. But what is the continuation of the verse? Ohev yamim lirot tov. He loves days, he loves seeing good. That's talking about this world. What does the verse say in Psalms? You want the world to come, you want a good life here. Watch, guard your tongue from saying evil. And your lips, from speaking deceitfully. So people always think about the first half of the Pasuk. Let's be careful, let's not talk Lashon Hara. But there's a continuation. Let's be careful. Let's not talk in deceit.
Misleading.
In a fashion that's misleading. If one runs his business in a manner that's unfair, that's deceitful, even though initially it will seem as though he's having success, ultimately his money will go down the tubes. And as we saw earlier, the Medrash explained that God made this partnership in the world between damages and lies, that the damages are ready to come wherever there are lies. And a person won't live out his days seeing everything succeed. But when a person is careful and he's meticulous, to be honest, to ensure that he is not deceitful, then he will find himself at the end of his days reaching a good age, and there's so much good waiting for him in the world to come, as the verse says, he who goes in a path of wholeness, he's the one that will ultimately serve me. And that's something we discussed earlier as well, that one of the characteristics that God looks out for, when God says, I want people in my company, so to speak, one of the main characteristics is honesty. Hashem says, I want to see people who are fair and honest.